because he's made the way for us for salvation. Amen. The word says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He is wonderful. But while we were in our mess, he thought we were worth saving. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is wonderful. Let us pray. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Almighty. 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 Savior. Savior, Savior. God, we bow before you this morning with grateful hearts, God. We are grateful, God, that yet while we were sinners, you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die. To die for us, that we may be covered by his blood. And thank you, God, that the blood still works. God, we are just so grateful to you this morning. God, thank you for forgiving us, God. God, we still don't have it right. But yet still you love us and you forgive us, God. And we want to say thank you. God, this morning we lift up all those that are sick this morning. That you would just breathe on them and your healing power would just radiate throughout their body and restore them to health. God, we lift up everybody here this morning. Wherever they are, God, meet them right there and transform and reconcile and build them up and heal as you see fit. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee this morning, strip it away in the name of Jesus. That I may stand here boldly and declare the word that you've given for the church. So Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Let your power, your presence, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire block, God. Let them know that you're God and you're God alone. So Holy Spirit, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Another Sunday morning. Another Sunday morning. And our word is coming from Philippians this morning. Philippians this morning. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. God is taking us to a familiar passage. You all know this passage and you. Let's see what God is going to do with Philippians 4-7 this morning for us. Amen. So when you're found there, please stand. Let us just read. And you read silently as I read from the NIV version, Philippians 4. Someone needs to hear this, God said. And I go to the passages that God leads me to for our church. Amen. Philippians 4:4-7. And I will be reading from the NIV Bible. But God said someone needs to hear that. So read it aloud in the church on February 11th, 2018. And it reads this way. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The word is this: be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You may be seated, people of God. Hallelujah, God. Last week, God assured us and reminded us that he will take care of us. This morning, God is saying to our church, because I will take care of you, you ought to always rejoice. Our message is entitled this morning, Rejoice Always. Rejoice Always. God said last week, and he assured us, and we went out with power, God will take care of us. And because of that, he came back and said, tell them, rejoice always. We begin each worship service by declaring, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. However, this morning, I would like to ask you a question. Please do not look to your right or to your left. This question is just for you. Do we really mean what we are singing about? Do we live our lives based on this song that we sing each Sunday? Or is it just a ritual and a nice song to sing? Despite our daily circumstances, are we able to live out these words really? We sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. But truly, I'm going to ask you this morning, are you rejoicing right now? Are you really rejoicing? Because most of us was here at the beginning of the service. We clapped, we stomped our feet, we smiled. But are we rejoicing and are we glad in this day? Really? Church, we must be intentional and choose to rejoice. Because as we go through our day, rejoicing is a choice. Let the church say amen if you agree. Amen. Remember now, God said he's going to take care of us. We all shouted about that. We all praised about that. About the blessed assurance of our God. See, that alone is enough to rejoice. However, in Bible study last week, as we were reflecting on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the question came up is, how do we be joyful and rejoice always when life has so much pain? That scripture read this way. The Apostle Paul wrote, be joyful always, pray continuously, and give thanks in all circumstances, for it is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. So that passage is similar to what we are discussing this morning in Philippians. And I just believe that the epistle from the Philippians will answer that question. I believe we will get the answer. Deacon Sean, I think, asked the question. It was in scripture. So let us open our spiritual ears and hear what God has for our church this morning. What does God have to say concerning this matter? So let's go to the scripture. Paul wrote to the Philippians, and when he wrote this letter, he was in prison. He was in prison because of his faith in Christ. Paul was in this dark place. He was in this damp place, a dismal dungeon in the prison in Rome. Paul was separated from his friends, and he had no way of making income to take care of himself, and he was just waiting for his death. See, how Paul was really in need, you all. So it's interesting that prior to Paul's conversion, he was going around trying to make sure that Christians were killed, and he wanted to make sure that they went to prison. Now he's sitting in prison for that same God. God has a mysterious way of revealing his plan. But despite what Paul was going through, he wrote this letter full of joy to the Philippians. I just believe Paul was convinced that the secret of his joy was grounded in his relationship with Christ. See, I believe Paul could see his circumstances through God's eyes and God's perspective. Paul was wise enough now not to focus on worldly circumstances and what he could see. So in times of trouble, even for us, we must remember and keep focus on Christ. We must understand no matter what's going on in this world, it's only temporary. And that victory belongs to Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Holy Spirit, help me. See, Jesus came and we know what he said. He said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Therefore, we should rejoice. Because in the end, we win. See, we know the end of the story, so we can rejoice because of our destiny, church. We should not always praise because of what is going on. We don't praise that situation, but we praise because of who God is and what he's able to do. So we have to be clear. No, we don't celebrate our pain, but we celebrate our God, you all. So that's why we can rejoice always. So if you believe this word, whatever you're going through, you'll begin to praise him in advance for your deliverance. You'll be rejoicing because this too shall pass, because we have the victory. We know the end of the story. Let the church say amen. So we can praise and celebrate and rejoice in our pain, because God has it. There is nothing too hard for our God. So you begin whatever is going on. You send your praises up and you expect your blessings to come down. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. We can rejoice always. Being in prison, Paul wrote these letters. He wrote this word about joy. His joy was focused on his relationship with Christ. And we decided last week, we're in this love relationship with God. So if you're in this love relationship with God, you understand that God will take care of you. So you ought to rejoice. Paul wrote this, but in everything, somebody needs to hear that, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, start thanking him. Present your request to God. Church, he's saying that prayer combats worry. So in times of trouble, rejoice, church, and you pray. You rejoice and you pray, believing that God will hear your prayer and answer. So you begin to celebrate, begin to rejoice. God has heard it because we committed. If we abide in him, this is the word of God for the people of God, and his word abide in us. We can ask anything and it will be done for us. We simply have to trust and obey the word of God. Rejoice always. Hallelujah. Love relationship. That means you can talk to your Savior. You can make your request known to him. You're abiding in him, and that word is in you. You begin to celebrate because you can rejoice that he will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah, life sometimes can give you some stress, but we're going to talk about that. Paul is saying your trials and tribulations come. When they hit, you focus on what Jesus did. You focus on your Lord and Savior. He gives the victory you are. So by begin to pray in everything, pray about everything. Nothing is too small to talk to your God about. Oh, nothing's too small. Nothing is so inconsequential that you can't tell it to God. Paul said, pray. Hallelujah. He did not say go to the phone. He said go to the throne of grace and talk to God about it, church. See, there is nothing impossible without God. Worry about nothing. Hold this to somebody. Pray about everything. I don't know who needs to hear that this morning, but worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Everything. Hallelujah. See, worry and prayer cannot coexist. I know I'm right about it. Try sometimes. If you're beginning to worry, you go to God in prayer. Rejoice every day. I don't have no problem with that. I rejoice every day. What did I tell you? As long as God is on his throne, I'm good. No matter what comes my way, I'm good because God is good. So rejoice every day, people of God. See, back in 2010, before we even opened the church, it was about seven of us. And we would have this weekly Bible study, and we would read Matthew 6, 25 through 33. So we came up with a reason why not to worry. And one of those reasons is that the same God who created life in you can be trusted with every detail of your life. See, that's a reason to rejoice. The creator of heaven and earth watches over every detail of your life. That's a reason to rejoice, people of God. See, we got a mighty work to do for our Lord and our Savior. We don't have time to be worried. We don't have time to be stressed, so we have to go out there with the peace of Jesus as we tell others about our Savior. We can't be stressed out. Who's going to believe our testimony? The same God that put breath in your body can take care of you. Let the church say amen. So I thank God for the word. I thank God that Paul wrote the word, rejoice always. See, the new year has come in with some challenges for many of us. I don't know about you. We had these things that we were praying for, but the new year came in with some challenges. So this message we're going to just hold on to because no matter what's happening, we can rejoice always. I believe all of us can benefit from this message, no matter what your status is, no matter how smart you are, how educated you are. I just believe all of us have to reflect that we can truly rejoice always. Somebody says it's strange that Paul would actually write this. He had an impending death. He's in prison. But he focused on God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I'm going to rejoice. God is good all the time. I can just imagine him celebrating God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Yes, I'm in prison, but God is still good. Hallelujah, somebody. You got to get that praise on. Whatever is going on, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Rejoice always. I should never see y'all walking around with your head hung down because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Come on, abundant life. We have to get with it. We want to be a light to the world. So wherever we travel, our light should shine. No matter what's going on, You may not have everything you want or even desire, but God is still good all the time, and all the time God is good. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, God. So we just have to trust and obey his word. He's already made a way. He's our way maker. See, I believe this word, so I'm not going to be weary about anything. I don't care what y'all tell me. I'm still good because God is good. Hallelujah. So I'm just kind of looking around where anybody holding on some stuff they shouldn't be holding on. Just begin to say it in your spirit. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And that is going to just pass away. Whatever it is, it's just going to slip away. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, God. See, Paul is teaching another important lesson. And we must get this concept. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. See, I don't know who needs to just reflect on that. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. See, those circumstances are temporary. They too shall pass. That is not your destiny. So because you recognize that is not your destiny, you can rejoice because God is good, and all the time God is good. That is not your destiny. You may just be going through to get a little stronger in the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Church, I know it's not always easy to rejoice when your world is turned upside down, and when your life changed without notice, when you are hurting, when people disappoint you, and yes, they will, when you are unemployed, your house may be in foreclosure, all your bills not paid, you may lose a precious loved one, a loved one may be diagnosed with an illness. You yourself may be diagnosed with the illness. See, I know about all these things, and there could be some others. But God has given us his word. In times like these, open the word where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, whatever has happened, acknowledge God. Acknowledge that God is good, and all the time, God is good. And he will direct your path. Remember, we're in this, what we say last week, this love relationship with God. So we're committed to him. We're going to communicate with him, and we're going to show adoration and appreciation for him. So God will work it out for our good. So Paul is saying, be anxious for nothing. In everything, you talk to God. You go to the throne. You know that phone thing doesn't work. Most people you call got more drama than you have. They can't help you. Only God can. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him and pray. He will hear your faintest cry. And yes, believe it, he will answer by and by. But you got to live this out, you all. It's not good enough just to talk about it. Let's not just be people that talk about the goodness of God. Let's live out what it looks like to trust and believe in our God. Because he is our shield, he's our rock, he's our protector, he's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our all in all, y'all. He's that bridge over troubled waters. He will direct our path. We just have to stay in a place of rejoicing. It looks tight. Praise the Lord. I don't feel good this morning, but praise the Lord anyhow. Okay, I haven't paid my bills this month, but God is still good, and he is going to make a way because he is my way maker. Yes, you my way maker. But you have to live this out. Church folks talk good game, you all. But it's time for us to apply this word and live it out. Paul said, the Lord is at hand. He said, the Lord is right there in the middle of your situation. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. Because he's there, rejoice always. Yeah, get it. Whatever is going on, remember, victory. It's not your situation. Victory belongs to Jesus. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord, but you got to believe it. You must believe it. This battle is not mine. So I'm going to celebrate my God as he works it out for my good. Hallelujah. So I'm not giving you a quick fix, people of God. This word works if you work it. I'm not giving you a quick fix. This word works if you work it. But you have to know your word, believe your word, apply your word, and you cannot depend on somebody else to do it for you. It's about your relationship with God. Oh, yes, God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to just close it out because all I recognize when I stand here and I look at you, God is good. And all the time, God is good. And he's working things out for your good. For your good. So as believers, let's be real. What are you going to do when the winds and the waves blow? What are you going to do when things are not really going your way? See, remember that Paul is not telling you to fake it till you make it. I've heard people say that. That's not what we're even talking about. Y'all know you heard that. Fake it till you make it. Paul is talking about a genuine joy. He's not talking about being happy because happy depends on what's happening. But into joy comes from Jesus. It comes from your relationship with God. So in times of pain, I suggest you begin to rejoice because God is working it out for your good. Hold on to that. God is working it out for your good. That's why you're praising him. Go God, go God, go God. Because I believe that he's working it out for my good. Oh, yeah, we can do another rap song. We can get with that. Go, God. Go, God. Go, God. Because God is working it out for your good. That's why you can rejoice always. Go, God. Hallelujah. So you begin to reflect. Things happen. But you say, go, God. I believe you got my back. When others may forsake me, God, go, God. I believe you're working it out for my good. So be joyful, people of God. Let us stop whining and complaining. Jesus still reigns. God is still God. God is still sovereign. God is still in control. Like Brian said, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even ask or think, if you're in this relationship with him. Jesus came that we may have life. Celebrate that. Reason to rejoice. God has done it all. Kingdom kids, rejoice. Kingdom kids, that's where we are. Rejoice. And then the brother of Jesus said, count it all joy. Y'all know what he said. Count it all joy when you fall into these trials and those tribulations. It's just testing your faith. Hold on, because God is working it out for your good. Go, God. Take care of it, God, for us as we celebrate you in advance. Focus, people of God, on the good things that you have. God woke you up this morning. God has given you food and shelter. Thank God for that. We have so much to be thankful for. But somehow, even Christians focus on the negative. But this day, God is saying to our church, I want you to be different. I want you to rejoice, knowing that you are more than conquerors through him who strengthens you. Rejoice because I've done all already for you. Rejoice because you know the end. You win. Just hold on. Go to the word if things get kind of tough. Fret not because of evildoers. See, this is spiritual warfare that we're in, you all. So we must fight with the word. For we wrestle not with, what they say, flesh and blood. Who needs to hear this? But against principalities, against wickedness in high places. So we must put on our armor, you all. Armor up, people of God. Having girded your waist with the truth. The truth is in the word, you all. Above all things. Put on the shield of faith, which will extinguish the fiery darts. And because we know we have the victory, we're armored up, we can rejoice always. And I'm going to say this to someone. Don't let the circumstances, don't let nobody, don't let nothing steal your joy, because Jesus is the one that gives you joy. The world did not give it to you, and the world cannot take it away. Don't you allow it. Armor up, people of God, believing that God will take care of you. I'm trying to wind up, Lord. Help me, God. God will take care of us so we can rejoice always. Stop looking at the circumstances and start looking to God. Stop looking at the circumstances, somebody, and start looking to God. He's already made a way. Our God is faithful. Our God is trustworthy. I heard someone say, "Great is thou faithfulness towards us." Oh, God, my Father. See, there is no turning with thee. See, our God changes not. His compassion, they fail not. But we have to remember that. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People will change on you. God does not change on you. That's why we can rejoice always. Because morning by morning, somebody said, new mercies I see. All that I've needed, God's hand has provided. Great is thou faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So because God is faithful, you all, because God can handle our business, our little business, we should always rejoice. I close with this. Maintain your relationship with God. Stay committed to him. Communicate with him. Appreciate him with your praise and your worship, and rejoice always. That's the word for our church this morning. Rejoice always. Walk around with the joy of Jesus because of what God has done for all of us. And let's be about our Father's business. When people see us from Abundant Life, we are rejoicing. We are talking about the goodness of Jesus. See, I don't know what you would normally talk about, but I'm going to ask you to start talking about the joy of Jesus, the love of God for all of us, and rejoice always. You are victorious. We are more than conquerors. That's a reason to rejoice. Always. Are you joyful this morning? Hallelujah. By now you should be, because you know what God has done for all of us. So I thank God for the message. The two messages go together. First he said, I'm going to take care of you. And then he said, because I'm the one taking care of you, it's not you, you can rejoice always. So please stand all over this sanctuary. Please stand. And I shouldn't see anybody looking down or looking sad this day. God has intentionally given us those two messages. I have my hands on you. You can be at peace. You can walk day by day rejoicing because you're in this love relationship with God. We should not waver on that, and we should never doubt. So because you all didn't invite any visitors this morning, amen, I love you. We're going to just ask, is everybody a member of a church, and does everybody have a church home? If not, we ask that you come forth at this time. Amen.